Playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around Australia for Ozmade. It's Matty Gold, and one of the biggest bands to come out of Australia is INXS. And having fronted and toured with these guys, plus chucking a Grammy nomination, working with Madonna, U2, Paul McCartney, Snow Patrol and Al Pacino, does this resume get any better? We have got Kieran Gribben joining us tonight. He's got some fresh solo stuff coming out with Let's Change the World. Kieran, how are you, mate?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Yeah, going fine, thank you. Cruising along, and you're cruising along with some brand new music. We're real excited for this one.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be releasing Let's Change the World, the song that I wrote with the guys from Status Quo,
awesome.
Legendary British rock band.
Or for the more current people, the people off the Coles ads.
Exactly. They're the guys who are responsible for that darn prices are down.
Rocking all over the world. I grew up with that kind of music, listening to it with my dad, mate. So what a great little collaboration there.
Yeah. Look, Bob Young, who co-wrote a lot of Status Quo songs, managed me for 14 years in London, and that's how the connection with Quo came around. But the song Let's Change the World, call me an old hippie, but it's kind of like the sentiments, people coming together, looking after one another, and changing the world for a better place. That's what the vibe is all about.
Perfect time to have that out, mate, particularly with what's going on at the moment. How are you finding any effects that are rolling on for you personally? Are you going okay?
I'm enjoying some aspects of it with family time and being creative, but obviously as a performer of, a long time, I'm missing the gigs. I'm missing getting out there and entertaining people and the connection with an audience.
For sure, mate. And with the new music, did you have a bit planned throughout 2020 with the live stuff?
Possibly was the busiest year of my career. We had dairy filled of gigs all over the planet. When this happened, I was gigging in Chicago and it was sort of announced, and I got back just before the lockdowns. I'd spent a lot of time in the last few years building my profile in the States. But, it is what it is.
And did you always plan and adapt to 2020 to have Let's Change the World coming out through this year?
What I'd done in the last couple of years, after finished touring with INXS, I'd spent a long time not releasing material. And I realized there was probably 50, 60 unreleased songs that I'd written over the years. So over the last sort of 6-9 months, I was going through material pre-COVID and going, I need to get a plan in action. So Let's Change the World was one of those songs that I've always had high hopes for, but never got around to releasing it.
Now, you briefly just mentioned then as well, touring with INXS. How did that opportunity come about?
Kind of luck, more than anything. I was touring Australia about 9 years ago. I met Andrew Farris, the keyboard player and main songwriter from INXS, at a party in Sydney, and we hung out over a couple of days and just became mates, essentially. I'm telling Andrew how much I love his band and loved his songwriting. And he said, well, let's sing a song. And he asked me to sing an INXS song. And I sang Mystify. And the rest, as they say, is history.
A secret little, audition he was putting you through there. And you didn't even know it.
Exactly. Well, I don't think he knew it himself. This was like 2 o'clock in the morning after a few drinks.
How much of the music industry is that, though? Being in the right place at the right time, creating the right kind of networks?
Oh, man, it's everything. In my experience, and I'm doing this a long time, there are so many talented people out there. But it's about surrounding yourself around good people. It actually isn't that big an industry as far as the people that are making stuff happen at the top of it. Without a doubt, it's who you know. You kind of need to be prepared, ready to roll when your opportunities arise, and be patient and just wait for those opportunities. But obviously have your ducks in the row, get your songwriting and your performance skills together.
And
I grabbed the INXS opportunity with both hands. And absolute honor to stand on stage with that band and sing those songs.
And what about some of the other opportunities, like with Madonna and Al Pacino?
The Madonna opportunity, I co-wrote the song Celebration with Paul Oakenfold, the DJ. Oakenfold was friendly with Madonna, and she just happened to ask him what he was working on at the minute, and he played her the songs we were working on, and she liked two of them. That literally was the massive break in my career. You know, when you write a song with Madonna, then it goes to like number one in, I don't know, 13 countries or something, and Grammy nominated. It literally sets you aside from an unknown songwriter. The Al Pacino connection, I wrote a song for a movie that Al Pacino was in called Danny Collins. He has this one big hit in the movie. I knew the music supervisor. She asked me to pitch for the song. I read what they wanted, the brief. I wrote the song, sent it back, and it's just a dream to sit in a theater and watch, or even on my television now, and watch The Godfather sing a song that I wrote. It's bizarre, but it's really cool.
That is really cool, mate. What an awesome experience and what an awesome career you've had and that you are continuing to have now. We are so pleased that you've got some brand new stuff out. What better time to say, let's change the world. Kieran Gribben, I really appreciate you, mate. Spend some time here and having a chat to us on Ozmade.
My pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much. Hey, my name's Kieran Gribben, and you're listening to my new single, Let's Change the World.